An Arctic cold front passed through our area earlier today. Along that front, there were scattered snow showers and some briefly heavy snow squalls. It's cleared out nicely across the region through the day with sunshine in most areas, though the cold and the wind are, of course, the big stories this afternoon. Temperatures during the day are running about 15 to 20 degrees below normal, so it feels more like the middle of winter than early spring. And when you factor in those winds, it feels much colder than that. Now, the winds are gusty enough to prompt wind advisories. Those are up through early evening in much of our area. Winds through the day have gusted at times up over 40 miles per hour. In fact, with all of that wind around, we have some blowing snow reported in spots. So keep that in mind in the coming hours as those winds are picking up some of that relatively new snow and blowing it around. And that may briefly reduce visibility as you are driving and could even throw some snow onto the roads, making them a bit slick in spots. Moving into tonight, high pressure will continue to push in from the west, so the winds that are gusting over 40 miles an hour will ease moving into tonight, though it will still be on the brisk side. With a high pressure area in place and dry air in place, it will be mainly clear. Now, because it will remain somewhat breezy overnight, I don't expect radiational cooling, which would result in a major drop on the thermometer. It's still going to be cold, though, as temperatures tonight fall back into the single digits and teens around the region. And with that breeze, it will feel colder than that. And tomorrow is a quiet day with high pressure remaining in place. We'll see sunshine. It'll still be brisk, but not as windy as today. And it's still going to be cold, but not as cold as today. So overall, not as harsh for the day tomorrow. Temperatures, though, are still well below average, running mainly in the 30s across eastern New York and western New England. Then things turn unsettled for Friday and right through the weekend. On Friday, a warm front will approach, and that is likely to trigger a wintry mix across the area on Friday, likely to start as some snow and sleet, and then transition over to rain. So the trend on Friday basically is wintry to wet as temperatures rise into the 30s and low 40s. It doesn't appear that it will be overly wintry, but there's certainly the potential for some slippery travel on Friday. And that front kind of gets hung up over the weekend. That'll bring us some more chances for unsettled weather. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high 28 to 36. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high 28 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cold, low 8 to 18. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, highs in the 30s to around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cold, low in the upper single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, with highs in the 30s. Region-wide on Friday, cloudy with a chance of a wintry mix, highs in the 30s to lower 40s. And on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, highs near 40 north, near 50 in the Capital Region, and in the 50 south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.